The Luke Easter Stories, Week 6, Day 6. The Lord gives the disciples a mission and then ascends to heaven. And he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Then he opened their mind to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "For so it is written, and so it was necessary for the Christ to suffer, and to rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But sit in the city of Jerusalem until you put on power from on high." And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And it came to pass, with his blessing them, he stood back from them and was brought up into heaven. And they, having worshipped him, returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Arcana Celestia, 56:20. There having a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb seems as if fortuitous. Nevertheless, it was of providence. And not only this, but also all other, even the least of the things that occur in the Word. As such things were signified, therefore the Lord said of the Word that in it were written the things concerning himself. Yet the things written of the Lord in the literal sense of the Old Testament are few, but those in its internal sense are all so written, for from this is the holiness of the Word. This is what is meant by his saying that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning him. Arcana Celestia, 10,239. To fulfill all the righteousness of God is to subdue the hells by his own power, and reduce them and the heavens into order, and at the same time glorify his human. These things were done by means of temptations admitted into himself, thus by means of continual combats with the hells, even to the last on the cross. True Christian Religion 528. Actual repentance is examining oneself, recognizing and acknowledging one's sins, praying to the Lord, and beginning a new life. That man ought by all means to repent, and that his salvation depends on it, is evident from many passages and plain sayings of the Lord in the Word, including in our reading today from Luke 24. Doctrine of the Lord 35. As his body was no longer material, but divine substantial, he came in to his disciples when the doors were shut, and after he had been seen, he became invisible. Being such, the Lord was then taken up and sat at the right hand of God, as we read. It came to pass that while Jesus blessed his disciples, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Luke 24:51. After he had spoken to them, he was carried up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. Mark 16:19. To sit at the right hand of God signifies divine omnipotence. Apocalypse Explained 12:10. To praise God signifies confession and worship, because the Lord has no wish to be praised and glorified from any love of himself, but only from his love for man. For man cannot help but praise and glorify the Lord, that is, give praise and glory to him, when he acknowledges in heart that there is nothing of good in himself, that he can do nothing of himself, And on the other hand, that all good is from the Lord, that the Lord can do all things. When man is in this acknowledgement, he puts aside what is his own, or his proprium, which belongs to the love of self, and opens all things of his mind, and thus gives room for the divine to flow in with good and with power. This is why it is necessary for man to be in humiliation before the Lord, and why humiliation can be from no other source than self-acknowledgement and acknowledgement of the Lord, according to which reception takes place. Arcana Celestia 14:14. Another arcanum is that the Lord's human also was made divine. In him alone there was a correspondence of all the things of the body with the divine, a most perfect correspondence, infinitely perfect, giving rise to a union of the corporeal things with divine celestial things, and of sensuous things with divine spiritual things. And thus he was the perfect man and the only man. Questions and comments. Number one. In reading the Easter stories, together with passages from the heavenly doctrine, do you have the feeling that the Lord is opening your mind to understand the scriptures and why it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise again on the third day? Number two, the gospel, the good news that the Lord came to bring us, is that we can repent and be saved. Does this feel like a hopeful message? What aspects of repentance are most difficult? Number three, is it a relief and so a matter of joy to realize that we can do nothing of ourselves and that the Lord can do all things? Have you sometimes felt that this realization gives room for the divine to flow in with good and with power?